Just before I make a comment, a few comments on this last portion, there was a comment that we have not heard in regard to, as we bear the image of the earthly, we also shall bear the image of the heavenly.
Just a question as to further clarity. We read in the book of Genesis that God speaks and he says, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. And one would have a question as to further clarity as to the image of the earthy, direction to earthly, but this is earthy, and bearing the image of the heavenly. How would we understand that image?
Brother Emil, didn't you already answer this before when you mentioned that those who are like Adam are suited for here? The earthy is suited for earth, but the heavenly are suited for heaven, the presence of God.
Brother Tony, you have further comments on that?
Well, does earthy really mean earthly? I was wondering if the thought of the earthy is connected to the fact that man was formed from the dust of the ground, and therefore we have worn that image of Adam, and we return to the dust. And as one who is connected to now the one who is heavenly, connected to the resurrection of the Lord, connected to the fact that we shall be changed and have a body of glory like unto his own body of glory, that is the image that we shall bear. And so we just thought to provide some clarification, because when we speak of image, we often think of God saying back in the beginning, let's make man after our own image and after our own likeness. But this has a different thought than what you have in Genesis.
It is linking us with being linked with Adam. We take everything, the whole package. And when we are linked with Christ, we get the whole package also. And that's really the two group of people on earth. And the question, even in the gospel, is this: who are we linked with? The scripture made it very clear. This is the items for those who are linked with Adam. Death, corruptibility, weakness. That's all with those who are linked in Adam. That's the image, really. But now, when you come to bear the image of Christ, you have those links that we have talked about. But when we come to that final section of the of that wonderful, wonderful chapters, as we have said earlier, in that chapter, it is just so much in there. And you wish sometimes that maybe we should kind of start all over again from verse 1 and get more in there. But again, I want to challenge us to choose a cut. I wanted us to be challenged to go home and look into the Word of God, really, and the Spirit of God would unfold to us many, many things. Here we have one of the mysteries in the Scripture. And we all know mystery is something that's not mysterious. Mystery, it is something that was not known, but now is revealed. Something that was not really known, and now the Spirit of God is revealing into us. It's really, and one could speak of oneself, when a believer, a dear saint of God, that you are known, you know of, have close relationship with him, a brother, a father, a child in Christ, a younger brother in Christ, when you consider what takes place when that person is deported, and what would happen to that body that is put in the ground, the image of somebody that is dead, sometimes it lingers in your mind. Is that really is that really what's it, that is the end, that is everything? And just reading that chapter over and over again, it kind of raises you up from what death have brought in to what the power of God in resurrection have brought in. And then he tells us here in verse 51, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you something that is not known. What was known is that everyone will die. That's what was like known. Knowing that the people just gonna die. They get old and die. They get sick and die. They get into accident and they die. That's just what allotted the Son of Man, the children of Adam. That is really what is the norm. Death. One of, they say about the fact of life, one of them is death. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but it is. It is just prevalent everywhere. But here is a mystery. Here is a secret I'm gonna tell you. We are not gonna all fall asleep. Maybe we need some help as we take those 7-8 verses before us to really being lifted up now to see what is the end going to be. How is that going to happen? God's final victory and the believer's final victory over death and over the grave.
I believe the Apostle Paul viewed death also in another light. When he says to depart with Christ, which is far better. So for a believer to be depart and be with Christ, he is now, what shall I say, the body in which he suffered is forever put aside. That body in which we sinned is forever left here behind. Nevermore will we be struggling with the flesh. Nevermore will we have conflict. Nevermore will there be disappointments. It's far better to be in the disembodied state than whatever condition we could be in alive here. We don't realize sufficiently what it is, what Christ has secured for us. And so depart to be with Christ. I like to think of it in that way. That's the beginning of joy for those who have departed. There won't be memories at all that would plague them, as it were, of the past. That's forever past. That's also part of the great victory that has been gained. May I just bring one verse or two verses in connection with the subject that was as to the likeness, where we find the two different things mentioned in chapter 5 of Genesis. There we read that the first verse, this is the book of the generations of Adam in the days that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. That's number one. Male and female created them. Then verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. So there we have the two distinct uses of the word image. And that is, now we carry the image of Adam fallen, sin having come in. What is born of the flesh remains flesh. It cannot change. So we've taken on the same character as Adam fallen in sin has been brought in, and therefore all the results of that are seen here when we witness, as we've heard, a dear saint of God passing through all these sorrows here in this life, in these bodies. But in these bodies, Romans 8 brings to us the fact that gives us world consciousness. We're here in a world that groans. And so we're part of a groaning creation and waiting for the redemption of the children of God. You know, the whole creation groans and waits for that. We're waiting for that glorious day where we will be raised and brought in to the full realization of what Christ has secured for us. And when that is true, that will introduce then, he will subdue all enemies and bring this groaning creation to a new state that it's never seen before. A time of blessing, and we will be with him then. What a glorious day.